Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions of this show do not reflect the views and opinions of WikiCuriosity Media or its affiliates. WikiCuriosity Media, changing the world you listen to. Any music featured on WikiCuriosity Media programs is used with the express written consent of the artist, owner, or distributor.
Coming to you live from the Wicked Curiosity Studios in Knoxville, Tennessee, it's the Falling from Grace podcast.
Of the Falling from Grace podcast. You can join the host of Falling from Grace by calling in 718-664-9735. Again, 718-664-9735. You can also join the host of Falling from Grace podcast on their live feed on Facebook. All you got to do is go up into the search bar of your Facebook, type in Falling from Grace podcast. It'll be the first one that pops up. Click like, share, and follow. Be kept up to date on everything going on in their world. You can also click the live link that is streaming right now. And you can talk to Falling from Grace. If you put in a question or a comment or a concern into the chat for the message group, they will either answer on the air or on the message, on the group message.
It's not a group message, on the post. On the post.
Without doing it on my show,
I know,
right?
I'm trying to catch it because we aren't doing it through Messenger. We're doing it on the live broadcast on the Facebook page.
And now here's your host, Miss Angel.
Hello. Is that all of it? No.
No, it's not. No. It is just extremely hard to do an intro when I have to kind of rework it for you.
Yeah.
That's why I don't understand why you don't do your own intro.
Anyway. Because we want to hear your voice.
Yeah, we love it.
No, you don't.
No. You want to hear your voice.
All right, head on over to Wiki Curiosity Media's Facebook page, give them a like, share, and follow, because up to date on everything going on in Wiki Curiosity Land. From the Facebook page, you can head up the website, www.wickedcuriosity.wixsite.com/WC Media. On the website, you can access pictures, you can access blogs, you can access all kinds of things. You can also access our YouTube channel, Wiki Curiosity Media. There's some cool things on there. Go check it out. And now, again, your host, Miss Angel.
Good evening, everybody. And welcome my, as always, co-host, Ann.
What's up?
And our guest co-host tonight, Dan.
Sup.
So, it's spring break here in the Wiki Curiosity Media home. No big plans, though. Our big plans today were shopping. That's what we did.
Why did you take those out?
In case stage manager hops up. Here.
Don't put those on my keyboard.
Okay. Anyway. We got a lot accomplished today, though. Spring break is now. This is the same as we do every year. We don't really go away for spring break. Dan doesn't have the kind of job where we can just like up and leave all the time.
It's good. It's just the world.
Right. I'm just relishing in sleeping in. That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
So today was kind of a. It was a long morning. So.
Was it?
We went shopping in multiple places.
We did some shopping.
We did.
It was a very slow day, but a very fast day for me. Like, it wasn't busy at all at work, but time went by really fast. So, it's okay.
How was your day?
I went shopping, came home, took a nap, woke up to my daughter and her friend that's a boy. Over, trying to wrestle me for the TV. And then I watched some TV, ate some food, and came up here.
Very productive day. I'm very proud of all of us.
Right?
Look, on my days off and I don't have a whole lot of homework to do, I try to be as unproductive as I possibly can.
I feel that. I try to be a little productive in my head, but then no.
I have all these things I want to do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I never do it.
No.
Lazy.
Sleep just happens.
Or video games.
No, I just sleep.
No, I mean video games for me.
I play video games right now. Not yet.
Does it actually come with anything?
Oh, I haven't set up that yet. I was talking about the Xbox. I've been wanting to actually play The Sims the other day. That was very fun. I don't know, like, what the difference is between the upstairs TVs and the downstairs TV, but, like, I had different packs. On the downstairs one, the one that I've wanted to play for like years.
The girl downstairs that plays on the downstairs TV.
She's a fucking Sims fiend.
She's a con artist.
Yes.
And has managed to bribe or convince her daddy to get her Sims packs.
All the cool ones. Like every time I try and get the pet, the dog and cat pack or whatever, it's like unavailable. And I'm like, fuck this shit, dude.
Yeah, Sophia has it.
Yeah, she was the last person to buy it.
But it's available downstairs.
Yeah, on my account now.
Uh-huh.
I just don't have any of my other packs, but I'm okay with just that pack. I don't really care.
Cool.
I want a cat. That's all I want.
A cat?
Yes.
We've got five of them. Take your pick.
I made myself a little hairless cat.
Oh, God. I want one of those hairless cats with the big ears. They look like Dobby.
Oh, my God. Dobby is a free. You know you gotta, like, clean in between their wrinkles and stuff because they get grimy. You don't want to do it yourself, the Q-tip?
No.
Master has given Dobby clothes. Dobby is a free elf.
You have to have a lot of commitment for a pet like that. I don't. Not a mutt for a dog, mutts for cats. I don't want to deal with any of that.
Master will not hurt Harry Potter.
Shut up.
What about whenever we get rid of these couple cats and then I start getting reptiles? How y'all feel about that? You like reptiles or not?
Depends on the reptile.
Lizards. Dragons. Over the dragon. What?
You're going to have your own place here soon.
She's going to name her first bearded dragon.
What is it going to be?
Whatever her dragon's name is right now.
Geico?
Geico.
You really couldn't remember?
Yeah, there was a moment.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I thought you were waiting for him to, like, be like,
no, my brain stopped.
I mean, that actually would have been a better explanation. But, and see, y'all that actually know me, wonder why there's so much gray in my beard. I've got, you know, to my left that can't remember a simple name that she is around every week. I've got the person to my right that can't find the parallelogram states. You know, that failed geometry and doesn't know the capital of Oklahoma.
I don't even know all 55 states, dude. Like, it confuses the shit.
There's only 50 states.
I know. It's the joke.
I know.
I was like, what? Did we ask
him? No.
And then... y'all remember the band Four-Num Blondes from the fucking 90s? No. Two full-on blondes right here.
What?
Thank you. Dude, no. Okay. So, freshman year, geography class, right?
Geography or geometry?
Geography. It's geography. We're learning about countries and shit. All that fun stuff. Our very first fucking assignment we had to do was name all the continents and countries, and she gave us a little map and we had to color it, okay? And I was so fucking confident with Canada, but I forgot, like, I never actually said it out loud, like, all summer, so I fucking screamed out that it was Canada, and everyone fucking looked at me like I was a dumbass.
I want to go to Canada!
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck is wrong? I was like...
And there's the grays on the side of the hair.
I think it sounds right. It's just missing something.
Okay, it makes you feel better. I think Canada sounds pretty cool.
Right? I want to go to Canada, not fucking Canada.
So we did something extra fun today. It was funny, it was a surprise because we've already talked to everybody about it.
We did?
Yeah. For
our
hosts.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did something really fun today.
Yeah, but not everybody knows.
And I guess you'll have to wait to find out what part it was.
No, okay, fine, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine.
I kind of want to know.
Okay. So, during the pandemic, things kind of, with the radio station, kind of got a little... stagnant. So in order to kind of boost morale in the station and, you know, kind of bring everybody together a little bit, the owner of the station, one of the owners of the station, the president of the station, decided that he was going to purchase personalized Wicked Curiosity Media t-shirts for all active hosts.
Right? And we used our trusty, we only have one place to go to. They keep all of our stuff on file, and we never have an issue with them. I'm going to go ahead and do my shameless plug.
Yeah.
If you are in the Knox County, Tennessee area, specifically Powell.
North Knoxville.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Media Prints does all of our
merchandise
as far as masks and shirts and sweatshirts. And they have been amazing, and their work is quality, and they are inexpensive. And so we always send people there because they've been really great to us.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, they've got reasonable prices for what they do. I mean, a shirt like we ordered could have very easily cost $20, $25 from other screen prints. And
we've looked at other screen print places for merchandise. And the one place that we looked at originally was astronomical in prices.
Yeah.
And we were just like, I can't afford that.
No. No. And the thing is if we're to do, like, mass marketing with our shirts, you know, with any wearable merchandise, our cost would have been way too high. And then, you know, passing it on to the consumer, we would never be able to. I mean, those kind of shirts we would have had to sell for at least $25 a pop.
Yeah.
And nobody's going to buy those.
Yeah. So we love this place, though. They're very sweet. They're very kind of family-owned. And they are doing some special projects for us, as well as the shirts that we purchased today. And so very excited.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll, when they come in, we'll post pictures on Wicked Curiosity Media. Facebook page and website. We can get them out there and, you know,
yeah.
Show everybody.
Not going to lie, I ordered myself a sweatshirt.
sweatshirt.
I got a hoodie.
I ordered me another hoodie because the other one was a little snug on me.
I'm hoping I get what I ordered and it's huge and I will be okay with that.
Yeah.
I don't even care.
You know what we need to invest in?
What?
Sweatpants.
Ooh, that'd be kind of cool.
Yoga
PM. WC.
Ooh. WCM right
Hi.
On my tush.
You mean high waisted tights? I feel like a little tramp stamp.
Well, those wings stretch really far. The wingspan on that angel is ginormous.
You don't have an angel on my logo.
You want mine? You're
going
to need to show up in my fucking chicken shit, dude. I'm 1,000,000% okay with these ideas right now. I'm writing these down somewhere.
You'll forget about them in the next 5 minutes.
Probably. I'll remember the sweatpants and the angel wings. That's all I remember.
So if anybody out there in Facebook land is listening, you'll know that tomorrow better wear your green.
Oh, yes.
So excited. And we're excited because we don't really do, we do what normal people do on St. Patrick's Day. We eat food and we drink until we pass out. So that's really all I have planned.
Usually we pass out from the food before we pass out from the drink.
This is true.
No.
Not for me. I don't eat. As much of the food.
No, you pass out from the drink.
I do. But what are you guys doing for St. Patrick's Day? Because I think corned beef, cabbage, potatoes, and carrots, hanging out with friends and family, and having a few drinks is the way to go.
I think that sounds amazing. And I'm quite excited. Especially for the fucking corned beef and cabbage.
We are cooking 5 corned beef and cabbage tomorrow.
5?
5.
Oh, fuck.
Because, well, fortunately, and something that we learned today, we went to, our goal today was to come home with corned beef. And went to our local grocery store that we go for everything, and they were out of corned beef. And I really thought I was just going to start crying right then and there. We ended up finding 2 small ones at another store, which I was like, you know, at least if we don't find anything else, we've got this and we'll just portion it out. Thankfully, Godfather found corned beef at his store. So he brought some. But we have it twice a year. So we will have it this week, a butt ton of it,
mm-hmm.
plus all the sides. And then we will have it again next week.
Uh-huh.
For the Godfather's birthday. So, lots of corned beef about to happen in this house. Which means Angel will be cooking corned beef all day.
I'm okay with that.
All day.
I'm okay with that.
The only thing I didn't get that I'll have to run and get tomorrow is beef broth.
I'm okay with that.
So.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm going to be at work all day.
I will not. I am off tomorrow.
Yeah. All he has to do is take me grocery shopping. And then he gets to sit on his butt.
I got a little bit of homework I have to do tomorrow.
What if you can take 2 cups of alcohol, please?
I don't know. Some restaurants are doing it.
Mm. Oof. Anyways.
Coasters. You're ruining the table.
I'm not.
You
I the table.
Literally are.
I
can right here.
All right. So, last week. We started talking about cancel culture, which is literally the most ridiculous term ever, but we just started talking about it, kind of our opinions. We made it to a few people, some of them obviously bigger than others. We know that Shane Dawson was huge last week and took up quite a bit of our discussion. There are a few people that I was actually really surprised. I don't know if we went over all of them last week or not. But the thing that I have is when we look at the word canceled, it's not always really canceled. You know what I mean? Like, still come back some. I don't know that Ellen is going to make it.
Yeah, does her show ever, like, recover? Plus, I heard whenever she was, like, on house arrest, her show got canceled. But, you know, then I'm moving with you guys and we don't have cable and we don't watch Ellen religiously.
I used to watch Ellen. I loved Ellen. I thought she was She was fun.
So, like, is she good? Is she still alive?
Well, you know, in August of 2020, the show execs did shut down the rumor that it was canceled. Let's see here. It looks like December of last year, they did a story. Her ratings were obviously down. There was a lot of bad press. She made a half-hearted apology about the toxic work role, and to the list of all the rude things that she's done to members of the public. So there's been a lot of things that have gone on behind the scenes, but
cut me off and say you're tired of talking. Not as if we can't agree, but you've lost your will to fight. You're packing up all your things to leave. These will be our last words. Then the chance will be lost, and I ain't too proud. If you love me, you would hold me and never let me go. If you love me, you would tell me you never want me to be alone. If you cared at all, you would stop and never go. But you just turned your back to me and say, yes, I do.
Back to Falling from Grace podcast.
Hello, everybody. Very sorry for the interruption. I mean, I guess if you're a conspiracy theorist, you could say that maybe they don't like what we're talking about. Otherwise, you could say that Blog Talk sucks sometimes. Not really sure what the issue was. We just got booted for a minute. But we are back, and I do apologize for that. Maybe we'll move on to the next celeb.
Yeah, no more Ellen.
Sorry. Did we talk about J.K. last week?
J.K. Rowling? Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, okay. I don't know a couple of these people.
Do you guys know who Sebastian Stan is? Because I do not.
Yeah, Sebastian Stan. He's the Winter Soldier, Bucky, from the Marvel movies.
It says he was canceled because of his girlfriend.
Yeah, we talked about that last week. It was crap. It was the whole cultural appropriation bullshit. Yeah.
We can always count on Jeffree Star to make the mistakes and cancel himself.
The thing is, though, he just doesn't stop. Like, some of these people, they really, like, let the, oh, I'm canceled, get them, and then they'll still stop posting.
I am not a fan of Jeffree Star at all. I will say this one that's listed was a little ridiculous, and I think it was really just people were already done with him. He had at some point in like 2004, 2006, when he was like 17, and was on, I don't know if he was on Instagram or Facebook or what he was on. Anyway, when he was doing makeup videos, he would refer to people who were obsessed with makeup as lipstick Nazis. And apparently that just was like the line that crossed my sand. And
I mean, he also used to like drop the N-word like religiously.
Yeah.
Just to throw that out.
If we're going to pick something to be offended by him, this was nothing.
Lipstick Nazi?
Yeah. Nazi is not a derogatory term. They were real people. They happened.
No.
I mean, they were real.
I mean, it depends on the context you use it in.
Seinfeld had the soup Nazi.
It was funny.
It was funny.
Right.
He was.
No soup for you.
Yeah, he was soup Nazi. I'm not offensive. Yet.
You're not offensive or offended?
I'm not offensive.
Yeah, you are. So, I came across an article that was actually posted today. Funny enough. About cancer culture.
Today?
Today. Written today.
Sweet.
Yeah. It's on cron.com, CHRON. It's a website that I use a lot for research.
Okay.
In my papers and stuff. So they're a fairly reliable source on information.
Right.
So it's an article written about Fox News asking generation cancel culture. But it's Fox News asking Gen X to stop cancel culture.
Right. Well, I will say this. Fox News really kind of stepped. They have one host or what are they called?
Anchor
on there. That cracks me the fuck up and has zero fucks to give about 90% of life.
Yeah.
And I love him. I used to make fun of Fox News all the time, but once things really started to peak with the election and all of the media call out, and he stepped forward and was just like, fuck it, what are we going to do? And dropped every bomb he could. I was like, oh, Fox News, where have you been?
So there's some tweets.
Oh, sure there are. Were they offended?
No, because it's funny.
Okay.
So, Fox News is asking Gen X to stop, to take a stand against cancel culture, right?
Yes.
Yes, we are Gen X.
Oh, honey.
You
can get canceled before you.
Hold on. So, it says Fox News correspondent Jillian Turner Cancel culture is spreading like wildfire. There is a call for Generation X to lead the charge to save America from the social media mob. Can they do it?
I got you.
Yeah. So.
It's because we're the smart, crazy ones.
Right, but we're also the generation that just really doesn't give a shit.
That's why they're calling on us, because we have zero fucks to give. You're offended? I don't care.
Yeah, that's pretty much what...
Did your mom change a diaper this morning? Do you wipe your own ass? I'm the fuck. Come on in.
So, one of the things that was said on the article is that, did American Fox forget how Tipper Gore launched an all-out campaign in the 80s to censor popular music through her parents' music resource center? Songs like We're Not Gonna Take It by Twisted Sister and She Bop by Cyndi Lauper were on the list of filthy songs.
Nice.
Gen Xers were quick to count the ways why they don't care to come to the rescue.
Oh.
Yeah.
I really don't. You know why, though? Because we actually don't give a fuck. We don't see cancel. Here's the thing. I think Gen Xers don't see cancel culture the way other people do. I'm not canceling Mr. Potato Head simply because some asshole was like, he needs to have no gender. He doesn't have a gender. He's a potato. I don't care. I'm not going to cancel Dr. Seuss simply because he was a dumbass when he was a kid. I don't care. I like his books. I'm reading them. Not going to cancel J.K. Rowling because I love Harry Potter.
So, would you like to hear some of the tweets?
Yeah.
Okay. So, this one says, right now, Generation X just wants a beer and to be left alone. Just wants to sit here quietly and think for a minute. Generation X knows you didn't even read the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Generation X is, Gen X is trending because Fox thinks we are the ones who can kill cancel culture. Laughs in Two Live Crew, NWA, and Sinead O'Connor. The Gen X discourse on here is so lame. We do not want to be talked about. I hate myself for even writing this tweet. Please leave us alone. Good luck coming for Gen X. Every last one of them can fight. They put them into training at age 2, handed them the keys to the house at age 4,
yeah,
and had them cooking by 7 with neighborhood jobs at 9.
Yeah.
Okay. A little tutorial on Gen X. We are the first generation to have existed in both the analog and digital world.
Yep.
Just remember, for every boomer that hates a millennial, there's a generation in between that hates you both.
Yep. Yeah, here's the thing. If we look at, so cancel culture really ramped up, obviously, during COVID, because people were bored and offended about everything, because they were bored, right? Gen X, in the meantime, gained 40 pounds and became alcoholics. We don't care.
Okay. Hi, boomers. During my latchkey teenage years, I listened to heavy metal, Madonna, and Sinead O'Connor. I played a lot of Dungeons and Dragons. Please, don't talk to me about cancel culture.
Right.
Respectfully yours, Gen X.
Yeah, I'm still playing D&D, so.
If there's one thing Gen X loves, it's being told who they are and what they should do.
Right.
We are literally the ones that started this whole movement.
That's why it's
X. Not the cancel culture, but the fuck you movement.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, if you look at, you look, I mean, all you have to do is literally look at the music and the movies from the time.
Well, and most of us are around the same age and same, like, birth decade. At this point in life, we just don't care. We're lucky that we love our children, okay? We grew up with mental illness that was never treated. And
less well into our adulthood.
Yeah, we drank lead-filled water for years and ate dirt. I don't care.
Look, we are the generation.
My blood is probably 90% lead at this point. I don't care.
We are literally the generation that our parents did not give a shit about us.
Which made us different parents, I think. I do believe that.
I agree. And I'm not saying that we didn't have loving parents, but...
We didn't have the Brady Bunch and Leave It to Beaver parents, though.
No, we definitely didn't have the Cosby Show parents.
No.
We had... Okay, if you want to sum up Generation X, watch Roseanne.
My brother raised me.
Literally.
I love Roseanne. Roseanne, Reba...
Roseanne.
Not Reba.
Roseanne is literally the way our house runs.
Yeah.
Now, except with maybe a little more hugs and love. Not any less sarcasm. And,
no.
Oh, no.
We are sarcastic. We are crude. We are
the married couple that you are like, do they like each other?
I'm talking about Generation X, period.
Yeah, I'm talking about us as a family.
I mean, like, yeah, that too.
We are the couple that some people look at us and are like, gosh, they're so awesome. And others are like, why are they married?
I feel like we're kind of like a mix between The Simpsons and Family Guy. Just a little mix, you know?
Except you're not a Homer or what's his name?
Really?
Yeah, I'm there.
Peter.
You're Peter.
Oh, shit.
I am an angry Marge, though. I would say that. Or an angry...
I would say you're more angry.
Yeah, I'm definitely an angry Lois.
Yeah, there's not all the violence in the house, in our house, since there isn't Family Guy.
Or Simpsons.
Not all the time.
We are literally the real-life version of Roseanne.
Yeah, I mean...
Not the Connors, not the gay-ass show that canceled Roseanne.
No.
We are the Connors from Roseanne.
What did Roseanne get canceled for?
What did Roseanne get canceled for? Race? Because love her debt to death. She should never post drunk.
Yeah.
And she did. And she made some pretty tasteless
comments
that, yes, they were tasteless. However, when she woke up and sobered up, she did apologize. And I am a forgiving person. I think that people say, we forget that they're people. People say stupid shit all the time. It's not like I'm walking over to my neighbor like, you're canceled because you're a dick.
I canceled all of our streets.
You know, but Roseanne's always been crude. She literally, though, is at that point. She really just doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And she's
she's not Generation X. She's more of a boomer. But
she is, but she just is, I think she's just tired. We all know that there is some shit going on behind the scenes in Hollywood. If we, honest to God, think that Roseanne never saw any of it, we would be idiots. She knows what's going on. And so I think she just reached a point where she just doesn't care. I'm going to say what I'm going to say.
Yeah. Well, this is actually the perfect summation of how Generation X feels about the cancel culture and everything that's going on. We are a generation with a certain set of skills. We can read a map.
Yes, I can.
We can tell time on an analog clock. We can get along just fine without social media. And we know deep down that sticks and stones can break your bones, but words can never hurt you.
This is true. And I actually saw a post about this earlier today. Not a post, a TikTok from one of the creators that I follow. She was having a really rough day and made the comment that if you believe words can't hurt somebody, then you're seriously messed up because words really can hurt. Listen, words only hurt
if you let them.
If you're carrying some sort of guilt about yourself and you let that eat away. Words really can't hurt. If you can put yourself in the mind. Listen, I've been called a lot of names in my life. We won't go over them. They're there. If you let people get under your skin and hurt you, kind of it's on you. We have grown and cultivated a very soft generation beneath us, which is, it's kind of like the overcompensation for the fact that our parents didn't give a shit. So we gave too much shit, and now we have some very soft-hearted.
Right, but things. But I can't say that.
Although most of mine really have zero bucks to give.
And that's where I'm going with this. I cannot rightly sit here and say that all the issues that are going on with like millennials and what is it, Generation Z, Gen Z. Is the next one after that?
Is that what I'm in?
I think you're Gen Z, yeah.
Dude, okay. So there's definitely a split between Gen Z. There's teens like me who grew up with such bullshit and don't get offended by stuff. Like, we're not as butthurt. And then you have other kids who had their parents go through a very peaceful divorce. And their life is like, great, but they're fucking butthurt by everything, dude.
And that's the thing. I'm not gonna sit here and say that the way that these kids are because of Gen X's parenting. I can't say that because it's not who we are. Some of them are. Some of them had that was in Generation X, where that, oh, everything's just perfect. We can't let anybody harm our kids. We can't allow them to experience the world. You and I mean, okay, so we're not as bad as our parents, where it was, hey,
last
just,
year, no, I haven't.
No, but we weren't, and the world is a different place now than what it was when we were kids.
Well, in regionally, there are certain places that as much as you want to be the parent to let your kids experience life, life is more than scary. It's not
right,
life, it's shit.
The thing is life was different when we were kids. It was. Everybody pretty much looked out for everybody else in a neighborhood and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you were able to go out and ride bikes with your friends, be out all day, you know. Shit, when I was a kid, on weekends, if it was nice out, as soon as I had my breakfast, or generally as soon as I had lunch, I'd be on my bike, and I'd be gone. I had friends all over the place,
Yep. And
I'd ride a bike to a friend's house, see if they could come out and play. If they couldn't, I'd go to a friend's house. If they couldn't, I'd go to another friend's house. You know, but generally, on a weekend, or during the week on a summer or a break or something, if it was nice, I mean, that's what we'd do. We'd go and we'd ride bikes and we'd play guns and
well,
stuff like that.
I don't know about you, but for me, like, during school break, I wasn't even home. My parents would ship me off to my aunt's house, because I had, like, 8 kids, and lived in a normal town like I grew up in. But me and 6 of those kids, we'd be gone all day. Like,
well, yeah.
My mom didn't even know where I was because I wasn't even at home, and my aunt didn't know where we were because we was gone. We were just out doing whatever.
Look, for me, the thing is as long as I checked in every hour, just so my parents knew where I was and if they had anything that was going on that I needed to be back at the house for, or, you know, I'd check in and they'd be like, okay, well, dinner's going to be, you know, in a half hour. You know, you've got a half hour more to play, or, hey, next, you've got an hour left.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it wasn't tracking everybody on their phone and everybody had GPS lock and... No, it was go out and, you know, have fun and be a kid. And nowadays, it's a little scarier. I mean, you know, certain crimes have ramped up a little bit simply because it's honestly easier to track kids and, stuff like that.
Oh, we all know that human trafficking is a huge problem.
Yeah, yeah. But... Like, I wouldn't, when I was 12, I'd be gone.
Right.
Every day, all day.
Our son's 12. He does not go 2 blocks away from his house.
No. No. And it's because we can't trust people. We can't trust our generation like our parents could trust their generation.
Yeah. Yeah, because there are a lot of untreated mental health issues out there.
There are. There's that. And then there's those parents that will literally yell at another person's kid for no reason.
Yeah.
And then there's no recourse or repercussion towards that parent. Because
For some people. Yell at my kid, I'm going to come at you.
Yeah. But, I mean, our generation, we are different. We are that in-between generation.
Yeah.
You know? And we are that generation that, honestly, if I didn't have social media, the only reason I have social media, number one, is to keep up with friends. Number two, to keep up with family. And number three, to keep up with, not even that. Well, I mean, TikTok, yeah.
Yeah.
But to promote the radio station.
Yeah. I mean, it is a great tool. But I also have always said from day one that social media is going to be the downfall.
It is.
It's such hate. And people feel such bravery behind a computer that they say things that you would never say to somebody in their face, never realizing that you are findable.
And I think that's the issue with, the current generations. And I think that's the issue with cancel culture, is that you have these keyboard warriors who will sit behind a computer and just say some of the nastiest, mean, disgusting things to people when they wouldn't say them to their face because they are cowards.
Yeah, I've seen some people get their feelings very, very hurt on platforms like TikTok especially, because you see it's a more personalized way of following people, because you're literally following their lives or whatever it is they post. And some of the things that people say to other people are horrid.
Look,
I might not like you, and I might think you're an idiot, but I'm adult enough to scroll past and just not pay attention.
Look, I'm going to say two things. And these are things that people should really learn to live by. Number one, your opinion of me does not justify how I live my life. It doesn't affect how I live my life. It doesn't affect me. Your opinion of me is your opinion, plain and simple. I don't care what you think of me. Number one, the only thing I give a shit about is what I think. And number two, the only thing I give a shit about is the fact that my family sees and understands and feels the amount of work, effort, and love that I put into their lives. Period. That's what I care about right there. Number two, somebody else should not affect how you live your life. How somebody else lives, unless it is illegal and against the law, should not affect how you live your life. If somebody has a different opinion than you do, if somebody has a different way of life than you do, if somebody loves somebody that you don't approve of, fuck you. Seriously.
Yeah.
Like, it is not your place. I don't give a flying fuck what Karen or Chad you fucking think you are.
No.
Period. It is not your place to tell anybody how to live their life unless they are fucking with children, animals, or anything they do is not consensual. If those three things don't exist, fuck off out of their life. Period.
Ian and I were kind of talking about that earlier, because in certain circumstances there are, like, what do we call that? Where it's okay for one but not the other.
Hypocrisy.
That, but also...
double standard.
There you go.
Yeah.
Double standard when it comes to... I see a lot more parents now that will outwardly favor one child over another. And where what was not okay for one child, it means nothing when it comes to the other. And a lot of that does run into sexual orientation, you know.
Yeah.
And where we might not, let me rephrase that, where somebody might not be accepting of one, but literally does not care about the other.
Yeah.
We got to be better parents.
Look, that's...
We just have to be better, like...
That's actually a great example. And
yeah.
If I may...
Go ahead.
Okay. So, at work, I had one of my coworkers that, great guy, works his ass off, would literally give you the shirt off of his back if it meant that you could stay warm. Like, I mean, just, you know, one of those people. Tim and I didn't always agree on political views, on, you know, things going on or whatever. But we would have discussions about it. He'd give his opinion. I'd give my opinion. I could see where he was coming from. He could see where I was coming from, and that's how you have a conversation. However, he is married to another man. And I accepted him. Well, I friend requested him on Facebook, and obviously it's on his Facebook. And he messaged me one day, and, or, you know, we were texting back and forth. And he's like, hey, you know, I want to thank you for being accepting of my marital status. And that's, so that's the first thought that came to my head. I didn't want to seem rude.
No, and I don't mean that rude.
Right.
I don't mean that rude. I mean, like.
Yeah, and that's basically what I said. I was like, I mean.
I care, but I don't care.
Yeah. I care that you're happy. I don't care who you're happy with.
Like, I already knew that you were married to him. I'm very happy for you, but I don't give a fuck.
Well,
yeah.
You don't have to call it out.
Like, I'm not going to think about you guys.
No.
I'm not that kind of person.
Yeah. Like,
exactly.
There's no need to, and that's what bothers me is that he even felt like he had to do that because you don't need to call yourself out. It's not even calling yourself out or outing yourself or whatever.
Well, no, but
like,
it's...
You don't need to justify your life to me because I don't care.
Right, but it for me it was the opposite. It was him being comfortable enough because we are in a state where that type of relationship is pretty much shunned upon.
There's a lot of it.
There's a lot.
There's also a lot of country people who fuck you.
There's a lot of bigotry against it.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to me because when we look at the high school, especially, I have seen so many different orientations that I'm just like, how is this not an accepted thing here when your kids are all it?
But the thing is, for me, it was a little different because I personally was glad that he felt comfortable enough with me because of this other bullshit that happens over here to where... Now, instead of him saying my ball and chain or spouse or whatever, now he can call his husband by his name to me.
Yeah.
And to me, it's two sides of the same coin. To me, I feel good that he can do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That he is comfortable in doing that because that makes him feel not just. Not vindicated.
Yeah, validated.
Validated, thank you. Yeah. And on the other hand, it's your spouse.
Well,
like, I don't... And I don't know if I'm dragging this on or if I'm making this uncomfortable or whatever. But to me, it's like... And you and I had this discussion, you know? And as soon as I told you, you know, what he told me, you're like, cool, when are they coming over?
Yeah.
And I told him that. I was like, hey, you know, as soon as he told me that, I was like, hey, my wife wants to know when you're coming over, when you guys are coming over to play some games and stuff like that.
And I still think they should.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely.
Well, okay, so here's the thing. If we're being completely transparent, I grew up, I'm from Oklahoma. Not just from Oklahoma, because we've got the cities, and they're pretty open and whatever. I grew up in a very, very small town in Oklahoma that still can be very bigoted in so many different ways. It's very white. It's very,
yeah.
Which is funny because it's on a reservation, but, you know, whatever. There's a lot of natives, but still, there's a lot of bigotry. It took me some time to fully be more accepting of all things. I never cared about race or... I grew up in some pretty shitty areas and raised my kids in some pretty shitty areas. So I've been around a lot of diversity and made friends in all different genders and races. I just never cared about that. And never really cared about sexual orientation. But that's because most of the people that I knew were acquaintances. They weren't, like, super close to me.
Yeah.
But then growing up, as I got older, realized that there were, it's still a, I don't want to call it a trend, that sounds like an asshole word. It's still pretty common, a lot of bisexuality.
Mm-hmm.
So I was very confused by my family growing up because a lot of my cousins
I would go home 1 year to visit, and they would bring their, my female cousins would bring their girlfriends over to visit or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay, cool, whatever. Nice to meet you. But then I go back next year, and they bring their boyfriend over. And I'm like, I thought you batted for the other team. I don't understand what is happening. And we would do this almost yearly. Like, it was a lot of back and forth. So in that respect, I have a hard time understanding that for a long time.
Right.
But I'm much, obviously, at this point, again, I just don't care. Do what you're going to do.
Well, for me, I grew up in a very, not very, I grew up in a somewhat closed-minded household. I'm not going to say it was Christian because it wasn't, but
it was stiff.
It was very stiff. You know, we didn't talk about sexual orientation.
We never talked about it.
Well, no, I mean, and it was that unspoken, you know, if you're gay, we're not going to love you type thing.
Yeah.
And almost closet racist. You know, there were certain television shows that I watched because they were, like, I wasn't allowed to watch Fresh Prince of Bel-Air because it was a black show.
And it was probably very urban-oriented.
Yeah.
It wasn't like the Cosbys.
No, it wasn't. We could watch the Cosbys.
I, however, grew up on the Fresh Prince and loved the
but,
shit out of it.
You know, I mean, you know, of course, I had a TV in my room that was hooked up to the Atari, and I could, you know, antenna everything.
Yeah, and the thing
but,
is,
and, you know, and I watched, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, we've talked about it before.
Yeah.
We grew up in two very different worlds.
Yeah.
Where sexual orientation was not talked about a lot with me, and it was confusing because I just didn't know anything about it. As far as diversity, I was all about that because I grew up very poor in some very diverse neighborhoods, and I'm not saying that culturally certain races are poorer than others. It was just that the neighborhoods I lived in had all different races, and I was around a lot of different types of people.
See where I was.
Dan wasn't.
I was exposed to different types of people in the schools that I went to, but in actuality, the schools that I went to, we were all military.
Yeah,
I didn't go to a public school, and I'm not saying military school. These were Department of Defense schools.
Yeah.
Sodea is not what it's now.
Sodea, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't go to a public school until 11th grade.
Yeah.
My last 2 years of high school. But for me, so a lot
of
people.
High school was not diverse.
It wasn't. It was very much white. The thing is I think that my parents' bigoted, closet racist views had the opposite effect on me because I've been pretty much an open-minded person all my life.
Like, my family doesn't talk to me.
Yeah, pretty much. And I didn't really understand the concept of hating people because of the color of their skin. I didn't understand, and I still don't really fully grasp the concept of racism and bigotry. Like, I don't get it. You know, how, and for me, it's confusing. I tend to live a somewhat logical life. You know, I do have emotions, obviously. I'm not fucking Vulcan or anything. But I'd like to look at each individual instance that I come across in a logical fashion. And these just don't make sense to me logically. You're, Anne.
Yeah.
You're very much younger than us.
I am.
And
she's one of ours.
She is. I wanted you to talk about, like, your culture for a little bit. And
our,
like,
cultural experience.
Yeah.
Well, it's a lot like yours. like, my parents and I have completely different views on a lot of shit. Like, the majority of my life, I had a black best friend instead of a white best friend. Like, that's just how it was.
Okay.
Like, I never, like, I didn't go out and be like, ooh, I want her to be my best friend. We just kind of, it kind of connected, because that's how it be. I just don't understand it. Like, I don't get hating on someone because of something they can't change.
Yeah.
Like, if someone's fat, I'm not going to be like, oh, I don't want to be friends with them because they're fat. Like, that's so fucking stupid.
Is that why you're friends with me?
No, I'm just trying to see if you're old and a little chunky. I'm just kidding.
Okay. I mean, I can date that.
But you were really old, though. Your bones crack when you move.
That's military.
It's also age. How old are you? 56?
Bitch, I'm about to come out of the table and fight.
Oh my god.
I'm only 43.
Oh. Damn.
God damn, you crackle.
Those are like Rice Krispies. They snap, crackle, and pop.
Oh my god.
This is a bad joke.
It's true, though. Like, every time you walk up the stairs, it's fucking gross. It's okay. I'm not judging you. I accept you.
Wow.
Yes. That is my experience. I don't fucking understand where this hate is coming from. It takes a lot of fucking energy. Like, when I'm mad at someone, it takes a lot of energy after, like, 2 hours of being mad, and I'm, like, not mad anymore, but they don't know that I'm not mad, so I gotta keep acting like I'm mad. You know? It takes a lot of fucking work.
It does.
It does. It takes a lot of energy. It
must take a lot of fucking energy to be homophobic and racist and fucking sexist. Like, just relax. Just chill and vibe. You know? Like, that's my fucking advice. Just relax. Love everyone for who they are. Stop fucking judging people. Because they don't want someone to judge you.
No.
No.
Because for everybody that's... For every one person that's judging somebody else, there's 10 other people judging them.
Yeah, because now you just look like a dick.
Yeah. Yeah.
And no one likes... No, okay. A lot of people don't like dicks.
Nobody likes people that are being dicks.
Yeah.
There are plenty of people out there that like dicks, but there are many people that don't like people being dicks.
Indeed.
Okay. Oh, I'm a complete and total asshole. But I'm an equal opportunity asshole. I don't give a fuck what color, race, creed, nationality, or sexual orientation you are. If you're a piece of shit, guess what? I'm going to be a complete and total asshole to you.
Well, that's my thing. Like, I just, in general, don't like a lot of people. And that's not me judging. I'm not judging.
I don't like society.
I just don't like rude people. And unfortunately, I've spent a good portion of my life now living in places where there's a lot of racism and there's a lot of bigotry, and I don't like it. It is annoying as fuck. Like... You know, if, honestly, if you want to hate me because I'm a chunky bitch, cool. Good on you. If you want to hate me because I'm Native but I look white, again, cool. Good on you. I don't give a shit. I'm also the weird one that will call you out and not even know you. If I run into somebody yelling and screaming and being a dick in public to somebody else simply for being who they are, I'm probably going to tell you to shut the fuck up. I don't care.
No.
I've done it.
Yeah, I'll gladly be a dick in that situation.
Yeah, I've done it. I really don't care.
We need to start a cancel culture of our own. Hashtag cancel racism. Hashtag cancel bigotry.
Cancel rudeness. Damn, I hate...
That too.
Oh my god, there was so much rudeness today. But I didn't let it get to me. Look at that. Look at that.
Cancel hangriness.
It's so horrible on this side of the country. And I don't... Like, I'm not trying to be rude. I'm from Oklahoma. Okay, that whole southern hospitality thing, I feel like, has kind of gone out the window. Y'all got some bad upbringing happening. There's a lot of rude-ass people in this part of the country. I always thought it was West Coast people, like, until
there's
I moved
a lot
away,
of entitlement here.
Yeah, until I moved away from the West Coast, then I realized that they're, like, super chill for the most part and just want to be left alone and kind of do their own thing, and now I get it. Because now I live here, I just want to be left alone to kind of do my thing. Y'all rude.
There's a lot of entitlement, especially in Knoxville. There's a lot of entitled people that...
A lot of so-called that's what he's
cause rude.
Yeah.
Cause him to be rude.
Karens, male and female.
Yes.
Richard.
There's a lot of men that are Karens. You're acting like a bitch. You're a Karen.
Yeah.
Like, where did that come from? Who raised you people?
Like, some dude got mad at me today. He was like, have some napkins. I was like, okay, well, I don't have any actual napkins up here, but I'll give you, like, a paper towel for right now, and then I'll go grab me some because I'm back. And so I ripped off a little paper towel, and he was like, no, I want a napkin. And I was like, okay, I'll go grab you a napkin. So I set the paper towel down, and I started to walk away, and he just, like, kind of threw a fit, and then he fucking rummaged through my silverware and took some of it because it's wrapped in napkins.
Yeah.
So he took some of that. He took my fucking silverware for the fucking napkins. And I was like, great.
First of all, COVID, don't touch my shit.
Now I have to fucking throw that silverware away for no reason. Like, it's a bitch to roll silverware, too. It's a fucking bitch. But yeah.
Entitlement.
Yeah.
And
you just wait your turn?
I didn't give him any napkins after that. Like, I grabbed the napkin, and I was like, nah. I let him use the tube that he grabbed off the fucking...
And honestly, that's where this cancel culture comes from. It comes from people that feel entitled to tell other people what to think, what to feel, how to act, and what they can look at and listen to. I mean, growing up, we kind of had that with, like, you know, some of the music and the TV shows and the movies and stuff that we watched, and there were, I mean, Tipper Gore is a perfect example.
Yeah.
But we had people standing up against cancel culture, and I guess that's why...
For movies like Footloose came out.
Right. Well, I mean, the perfect example is Dee Snider going...
In front of Congress.
In front of Congress, mm-hmm. and basically telling them, you guys are fucking idiots.
Yeah, his speech, and I encourage you, if you've not ever seen it, look up on YouTube. His speech to Congress was amazing. Kind of goes also with Mr. Rogers. My parents hated Mr. Rogers, thought he was weird. Wasn't allowed to watch him unless I watched him when they weren't around.
Oh, I watched Mr. Rogers all the time.
But he also went in front of, I'm not going to say Congress, it was like PBS.
He went in front of the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission.
He wanted to know what his purpose was. You know? Why was he there?
They wanted to know why they should give him money to continue doing what he's doing.
And his speech, honest to God, it really touched my heart. Him and Dee Snider, both.
Yeah.
Great speeches. Dee Snider amazed me just because he went in there who he was. Like, he didn't care. He went in there who he was and laid it out in front of them.
Very intelligent, too.
Yeah, laid it out in front of them and was like, hey, I'm not a drug addict. I'm not, you know, out here promoting prostitution and all this stuff. Like, you got to stop.
Yeah.
You cannot control these things.
No, and he came on and said, yeah, I'm married. I have kids. Would I let my kids listen to my music? Yeah, because it's not offensive.
It's music.
It's music. It's a form of expression.
Yep.
And, I mean, his song.
However, this isn't the 80s.
No, it's not.
There's some offensive music out there. Would I let my 9-year-old? 12-year-old, 16-year-old, listen to WAP?
Mm.
No, because I didn't even know what I didn't know what the lyrics were till my 18-year-old played it for me in my car, and then I was like, what the fuck?
And this is on public radio.
We played the uncensored version.
Yeah, they played everything from, like, YouTube, I believe. And when I heard the lyrics, I was like, absolutely not. No.
Well, see, I still haven't listened to the...
It's disgusting.
...to it.
It's gross. Do I want my 9-year-old listening to that? No. Why? Because it's foul.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying to cancel Lizzo. That's who did it, right?
Cardi B.
Sorry, Lizzo. Sorry, I love you. I'm not saying to cancel Cardi B. What I am saying is that song in particular is disgusting, and no, I don't want my 9, 12, or 16-year-old listening to it because it's gross.
And I'm not saying we didn't have offensive type music when we were growing up. I mean, we did. We were literally the beginning of, really, really heavy metal. Like, deep, down, dark, and then some of it satanic heavy metal.
Yeah. Which was actually called, like, what was that called? wasn't heavy metal. It was
Primo.
No, it wasn't. It was something else. It was a much darker term.
Yeah. And we did have gangster rap.
Which was pretty hardcore.
It was,
you know?
But when you
kill
look
your
at...
Nose.
No, it wasn't even that. It was... So when we look at gangster rap, when we look at artists like Ice-T, Ice Cube, Eazy-E...
Fuck the Police.
Yeah. And we look at some of those... we look at some of those artists, yeah, they were kind of offensive at the same time. At the same time. When we look at their lyrics and we look at what they are expressing, they're not, they're really not expressing, they're not telling people to go out and kill people. What they were doing is they were expressing their trials and tribulations growing up. Ice-T's Fuck the Police.
It was definitely a personal issue.
It was.
You know, a lot of people that okay, I love Ice-T, whatever. But I grew up on gangster rap. I don't care. I didn't listen to heavy metal. I listen to gangster rap. And I still do. It's cool. But my issue with people that have a problem with it now is that culturally at the time there was a lot of shit going on, and a lot of that was gangster rap, and it was because there was a lot of issue between a lot of battling gangs, and the music wasn't meant for they didn't care about the public, really. It was call outs against each other.
It was East Coast, West Coast.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now also leads into that, none of that offends you, but we want to cancel Eminem. What?
No one's going to cancel Eminem.
No, okay, first of all, you can't, because it's Eminem and fucking all. But, as a matter of fact, I listened to him on the radio today and turned it up as loud as I could with my 9-year-old in the car, because she's not offended.
She ain't fucking snowflake.
Right? But seriously, guys, you saw my Blinker bitch, but what? That's who you want to cancel?
Did you just say you saw my Blinker bitch?
It was a song.
Oh.
I taught it to my 4-year-old cousin.
Dude,
it's funny.
Okay.
I'm just thinking about all the fucked up shit that Cardi B has done. That I'm surprised she hasn't gotten through before. Like, one time she had some people molest, I guess. I'm just going to say molest. Her husband, whenever he cheated on her, so that he wouldn't cheat on her again.
Unwillingly.
Yes.
Molest.
Yes.
So you can...
And it was a male.
Yeah.
Who looked like a woman.
Ew.
So that's what made him uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So it was a man that was dressed up as a woman.
Yeah, it was a trans female who still,
still had a penis.
Yes.
That forced
herself onto him.
Onto Cardi B's husband.
Yeah, what is it, Offset? Because he cheated on her. Because that's all men are. I'm so sorry.
It happens.
I mean, it happens.
It happens. It's really about the reaction to it. That was obviously a extreme reaction.
But yes.
They're still standing.
But she's still there.
Yeah. There was a little thing, a little rumor that they're getting.
But that's the problem that I have is we're attacking somebody like Eminem for a song about his own personal life. But we're not attacking people like that who just do disgusting things because they can, and we don't blink an eye at it.
Like 6ix9ine is still out making these. He got super popular after he got out of jail. Yeah, I'm so
glad. Oh, he's the one that was the turncoat. The narc.
The multicolored hair that fucking ratted on everyone.
Yeah,
yeah.
Narc. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm surprised he's not dead because he ratted on Cardi B being in a gang.
But because people already knew she was. That's
yeah,
the thing.
I know, but like he ratted on a lot of people. I thought he
did. He probably doesn't come out in public a lot.
No, he's making a shit ton of music.
Probably in his personal studio. You know, people like that's the thing though is they have that opportunity now. When I was growing up, my dad built recording studios. They were public recording studios for companies. Then there was this huge overturn at some point, like all within the same year, where all those studios closed, you had to go tear them down because everybody was turning to digital and they were creating their own studios in their homes. So people like him, who probably aren't safe in public, they can still do that, but they're in the safety of their home.
Yeah.
I mean, you could, I could buy a microphone and be Mariah Carey up in this bitch. It be a lot of tuning.
I will tune your ass.
I'm going to buy one of those.
Do it.
Literally, all you need to do is download a program.
Yeah.
All you got to do is download software.
For that.
I have software that literally changes your voice. You can do it on the radio.
And that's the thing is,
cool.
This is why cancel culture doesn't make sense to me. Picking and choosing, there's no rhyme or reason to it. You get offended by this one, but you don't get offended by this one over here. That's like 10 times worse.
It's a double standard.
Don't make sense.
It's a double standard.
Yeah, I don't like it. It's stupid. Now, if we change gears for just a moment, because I put it in the blurb, and you know, we have ADHD up in the switch, but who's got Phineas?
Nope.
Not you guys.
Nobody?
Not us.
We have it. However, super quick, I don't want to linger on it too much because it seems like intelligent conversation, which we don't have here. you can go to the IRS website. You can go to the Get My Payment button. Okay? Just type, literally in Google, type IRS stimulus. Takes you to the Get My Payment button. Click on it. Whatever you filed in your taxes, okay? You put your Social Security number, the address that you used, and your zip code. And it will pop up with a date. Now, mine popped up. I checked it today because the other having an issue with it. It pops up and told me my deposit date. Some people.
You people.
When it pops up, says something like can't access information or can't give information, whatever it is, the issue, okay? Before you freak out, because we have a family member, the uncle, I can't get his information, packed it in the same way I did his taxes, doesn't have information about his stimulus payment. Here's the deal. More than likely, they have not processed it yet. Okay, so they've got a lot of people with dependents that they're sending payments out to. That's phase two probably because a lot of people, for some reason, got them like super quick. But wait until after tomorrow when the major deposit happens for a lot of people. Okay, wait until after that deposit tomorrow and then recheck because there's a lot of people in the United States. The IRS is overloaded. Your stuff may just not have been processed yet. That's all I'm saying. Just don't freak out yet. There's no reason if you've already gotten one and two. I know there's a lot of you that didn't. But if you've gotten one and two and suddenly you can't access information for three, it's just probably because they haven't processed it yet. Okay? So don't freak out yet. And some of it, too, you'll get your deposit before they process it, before they process the information online because they've been slow to do that this year. We know that. Also, you have your taxes yet, and you filed, and nothing's coming up on the Where's My Refund chip. It is widely well known that there's a lot of bog down and there's a lot of issues with that site. They're not updating. Okay, mine never left the processing your refund bar, and it deposited. So, more than likely, refunds are being held up by stimulus payments. So just have patience. It will happen. Okay? You will. Do not rely on the Where's My Refund bar, though, if you can. And I know it's a pain in the ass. I didn't do it because I don't have a credit card. If you're able to register for it, get your transcript. It will tell you there. It is a lot easier. I didn't because you have to have a credit card or like a car loan number. You have to have something to put in there, but if you're able to do that, it will give you some information.
Heck yeah.
And you'll be able to see it a little better there, okay? It should give you a direct deposit date or something. So that's my quick blurb on it. Also, we talked about it on last week on Sunday. Please remember, H.R. Block, Jackson Hewitt. There's a lot of what's the word I want to use? So there's some issue with communication between the places and the IRS. Okay, so you're probably going to run into some. A lot of those people that aren't getting updates, that's why, I don't know what to tell you, I didn't use them. Also, please also remember that while your tax preparer, if they are not a CPA,
mm-hmm.
they are professionals, okay? They're just people. They took like 12 hours, 8 hours of training, and they're doing your taxes. The program walks you through it. It's literally to do it yourself every day of the week. I did hours. Okay, I've done mine since I was like 18, but it doesn't have to be that difficult. We had a business for the last 2 years. It shut down this last year because of COVID, but for the last 2 years, we have had a business. I've still done our taxes. It's not hard, I promise. Find somebody that you trust and don't pay $200 to have your taxes done. It's dumb.
There's your rant.
There's my PSA. That was fun. Okay, I touched on that. Now. Anne,
yes.
Your generation.
Oh, God.
I totally skipped over all of that with you. How do you feel about your current generation, which would be like Austin's age to probably Katie's age?
Okay. Katie's age.
Or even your little sister's age.
Oh, God. Yes. They're fucking brats. I love my little sister, but... her generation, especially, God, they're called the tablet kids.
They're super annoyingly rude sometimes.
It's Generation Alpha.
Yeah, it's your daughter. Like,
I know.
You have the
Generation
older kids,
Alpha.
They grew up on Nintendo and played outside, and then became depressed, and then went inside. Me and Austin.
Yeah.
Went inside, never hung out outside again. That was the end of that. And then our little siblings grew up on their fucking tablets their whole lives. I don't know. It's just really different. Like, they have a different mentality.
I agree.
Like, when I was a kid, I could not let my fucking tablet get as messy as some kids get what theirs. Like, when they fucking, like, rub their nose and pick their nose and shit and then rub it on their screen. You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I hate picking up. I hate touching the tablets because they're always gross.
They are, and I make them at least once a week. I'm like, go get a freaking wipe and clean this because I can't. I have to do something for you if it's crusty.
Like, they're crusty tablet kids, bro.
The crusty tablet generation.
That's what they are. A lack of screen protection is not really to protect their screens. It's like, scrub the shit out of it and not ruin their tablets.
With bleach.
Yes, I do. Scrub
that
bleach.
Shit. And they haven't been broken, so don't cancel us for that.
Yes. Listen, I don't know what to tell you. Bleach is my friend, and my kids are disgusting. So, screen protection.
I don't know what the fuck to say.
Scrubby, scrubby, scrubby.
So, like, that's literally what we have to call them, the crusty tablet kids. Like, all the middle school kids, well, okay, now they're all fucking freshmen. So all the freshmen and below, they're not Gen Z. They're the fucking generation crusty tablet kids. I'm saying that now. That's what the fuck they are. We do not claim them with our generation.
Okay, so here's something I've always kind of questioned with your generation in particular.
Oh, God. Here we go.
No, it's just different. So, growing up, when people were dating for the first time, whatever, there were actual dates that happened. Like, people... it wasn't courting because we weren't fucking 80.
It was literally just going to the movies and sitting two rows away from your parents.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
Wait,
and now
it
seems like relationships move a lot quicker with less personalization. Like, without getting to know people as deeply.
Yeah. Well, now that there's so much social media, it's much faster. Like,
2 weeks, people will be talking on Snapchat and then get together. But, like, me and Austin, for example, even though we had social media, but neither of us used it.
Yeah, my kids really don't use, my 9-year-old uses social media more than the others.
We hung out with friends for 4 whole fucking months before he finally was like, all right, I think I might like you. But yeah, like, 4 fucking months of energy, of like all this shit, and boom, relationship. But then other people are like, you know, 2 days after meeting someone, they're like, oh, I love you.
Yeah, that bothers me. Like, I don't quite understand it. And it's very confusing as a parent because I'm like, I don't... How are you dating this person? And I don't even really know them.
You don't even know their birthday.
Yeah, like, you don't know their last name, but you're in love with them? Like, I don't
understand. Planning your wedding? Like, please stop, child. Go do your homework.
It doesn't make sense to me. It's been kind of hard with the whole my kids getting older and seeing them date because I'm like, I don't understand it.
Yeah, because we're dating, but we're not dating.
Yeah.
Like, we can't actually go on dates, but we're watching movies together through the phone.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's good, it's going to get.
I don't know. It's different. It's different now. Also, your generation definitely tends to be the generation of sexual confusion.
Mine?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. I'm just going to say because, I mean, I'm not saying you guys didn't deal with it, but our generation dealt with a lot of grooming. Like, when we were younger. Now that I'm on TikTok and everyone's, like, opening up about their trauma and shit, a lot of fucking people were groomed. And I thought, you know, it was just me and my couple friends in middle school. Because whenever we, like, started sharing our stories and stuff, everyone was like, what the fuck? Like, ew. And
yeah.
They're like, oh, just us. It wasn't just us.
No, I believe that there was a lot of it happening. Which makes me very sad. Honestly, society in general makes me pretty sad. The amount of abuse that I see and sexual abuse that I see in families now, which obviously those parents are younger than myself, it's so incredibly disturbing. I do not understand it. I will never understand it. I will never understand it. I don't get it. Did it ever happen to our generation? Absolutely. Do I suffer from my own trauma? Absolutely. Obviously, we didn't have social media. Those things weren't put out on blast for everybody to know. So, I mean, I guess just statistically, it makes sense that we don't see it as much from our parents. You guys don't see it as much from your parents as we see it from our kids. But it is truly disturbing.
Yeah. Like, when you were... you're able to start, like, talking around people online, bad shit happens.
Yeah.
I can't tell you one, like, open online thing that you can get on without one pervert being on there.
Oh, they're definitely on there. I follow my kids on all of their social media accounts, and there's always an open book. Obviously, Austin's an adult now. I don't check his, but they all know that at any given time, I can pick up a tablet or a phone, play to unlock it, and look at whatever is going on. Thankfully, my oldest biological daughter is, I say thankfully, I don't really care. Take it how you want. She's autistic. She doesn't do people. So her social media really doesn't consist of anything. She just doesn't do it. She likes to look at it. She doesn't really post. She doesn't really interact. And that's fine, I guess. We've really done it more for her to stay in touch with friends. My 12-year-old is a boy, and, you know, obviously we've had issues with him, and we nipped him in the bud, and we just move on. Again, I can check his shit whenever I want. He doesn't post, though, and he doesn't have, like, social media accounts. Now, my 9-year-old is a DIY pro, and loves to share her projects online, which is fine. I follow her. I watch all of her stuff. I check all the comments. Let somebody be a fucking pervert because I will hunt you down. She's not allowed to interact with anybody. She's not allowed to comment on anything. She's not allowed to respond to comments on anything. And I will keep it that way for the next few years at least. She can show off her skills all she wants. But, and we've also had to talk with her because she is younger. And things like TikTok and stuff like that, they're very popular. And had to explain to her that not all parents are okay with their kids being online. So if you have friends over, like, you need to make sure mom and dad from the other side are okay with it. Because if you post a TikTok or something and their kid is in it, and then something happens, and it's all going to be a mess, and it's going to come back on me. So don't put your friends on there with you if their parents are not okay with it.
Yeah.
That should go for anybody. And don't post people if they're not okay with it. It's not cool. As a matter of fact, I do a lot of cropping of pictures, like when my kids have parties and stuff where they're hanging out with friends and they're in a public place and like somebody else's kid is in the background. I work really hard to try and make sure that I crop that stuff out because I don't maybe know that kid, or even if I do, like, I don't know their parents. I don't want them in the picture. You just never know. You really don't know what somebody else is going through or why they wouldn't want their kid online. So, I don't know.
Me and Austin talked about it, like, we probably won't give our kids, like, a tablet or anything until they're, like, 12. Like, they can have a Nintendo. They can have all the shit that we had.
Originally, when we got tablets, like, when our kids were little, we got tablets and downloaded, like, learning apps so that they could read faster or count faster.
You know, what are those things? Like,
the Fire tablet? That's why they got those.
You know what am I saying the right thing? Well, cool. It's not like Kindles or anything. It's like a tablet, but it's like even
we got
more.
The Leapfrog to begin with.
Yes, Leapfrog.
Yes.
Leapfrog
was huge in our house for a very long time with our little. They actually didn't get tablets. I had a tablet, and I would download like a couple learning apps on there that they could play. Obviously, they couldn't get online. Getting online didn't happen probably till this last year with. COVID. They watch YouTube limitedly, and for a long time they weren't allowed on regular YouTube. They deleted that. They could only go on YouTube Kids. So I didn't mind that because, again, like, my youngest, her YouTube experience is every slime factory and, like, DIY project that you can come across. She loves that stuff. Now she loves TikTok. I'm a bad parent. I don't care.
You're not a bad parent.
Judge it.
I'm not judging you for that. I just personally won't.
And that's okay because that's you bringing it back around. That's that generation, and those are the people that we need to bring it back around.
Yeah. Like, especially if my kid isn't even mentally ready at 12, I'd be like, all right, you can wait.
Yep. It's kind of like cell phones. You know how many times my 12-year-old has so far asked for a cell phone? It's not happening.
Yes. Like, I know the embarrassment I went through because I didn't even have a flip phone. It was like one of those little brick phones.
In the school.
A brick phone. People made fun of me. I would pull that shit out. It was stuck in a cell one time out of my bag.
Boom.
Dude, it fucking shattered. The back came off. The battery flew across the fucking room.
It was indestructible, wasn't it?
Yeah, people were like, why'd you bring your fucking house phone? I was like, oh my God, I was so embarrassed. My kids will get or a flip phone and still high school, and then they can get a normal phone because I want them to be able to contact me some way. I'm not letting them go into fucking middle school with no way to contact me.
Yeah. So our daughter was 14, I think, when we got it, but she was dealing with a lot of bullying, and we wanted to make sure that if something happened, she could contact us. She was like 14. When we talk about amicable divorce, went through that. And at like 10, Austin's dad decided to give him a cell phone.
At 10.
So he contacted him, and I was like, okay, whatever, you know, cool, whatever, I don't care. It didn't do anything. It was like call and text. It was a touchscreen, I think. It was a fairly decent phone. Had a camera.
It wasn't a touchscreen. They didn't have touchscreen.
Well, it had a good camera.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. I think it was a
touchscreen.
It was a decent phone. Okay.
BlackBerry.
I had a BlackBerry.
Don't judge BlackBerries.
But he destroyed that phone. Destroyed it.
Like, smashed it?
So the first time he destroyed it, dropped it, whatever, it was done. It was replaced by his dad. He went to a sleepover at his friend's house. I'm not blaming anybody, but don't wash people's clothes without checking pockets. She washed his phone. It was ruined. And I was like, no.
Mom, check the pockets. I'm not judging you.
You can feel it, though. Like, it wasn't a light-ass phone.
That's so weird.
She washed it. It was ruined. At that point, I was like, no more. And then he didn't get a phone until he was like 14.
And then his other friend broke his phone.
Yeah, and then his friend sat on his phone, and I was like, damn it.
He didn't have a phone for like a month.
Yeah. Because if I can afford it, like, I'm sorry, dude.
Dude, that was so bad. Because that was when we first started dating. I wanted to die.
I can't talk to my boyfriend.
Dude, it was just like fucking elementary school all over again. Like, I can't wait till I go to school to see my boyfriend. Like, what the shit?
I can't talk to my boyfriend. That's how my kids are. I mean, they've come up with so many ways now for people to stay in touch, which, yeah, we crossed over on those things because of COVID, because kids were very much isolated. So, like, our littles have Kids Messenger, which is great because I can monitor it. But I didn't have those things when I was 9. I can text my friends like that. Our youngest video chats her friend every single night.
Every night. We hear them. Screaming.
Screaming?
Minecraft, dude. They get so aggravated.
She gets aggravated with her brother.
She gets aggravated with everybody.
With everybody.
So who can we blame? Look at her parents.
I don't get aggravated.
Angry one and angry two. Put them together, what do you get? Angry three.
Wow. Wow.
She's not wrong.
She called you a fucktard.
She told me to shut up.
No,
she told
no,
you to
no,
shut up.
No.
She called you
okay,
a
okay. See, we've got to set the story straight on this little story. So, our littlest, our 10-year-old.
As little as? She is little, though.
Turned 10 last week.
Damn.
My little tease moments for her, and she knows I'm teasing, is for me to call her a double-digit midget, which is hilarious. She doesn't like it because I'm teasing her, but she knows I'm teasing, so whatever. So I'm sitting there. I'm playing a video game. I'm playing Minecraft, and I call her that, and she's like, you better be careful, I'm going to call you a name. Angel's sitting on the other side of the couch. She's like, you better be careful what you call your daddy.
I'm not that parent, by the way.
And she's like, well, I'll just call you what Ann called the guy in glasses. And all of us, we're thinking, you know, bitch, asshole. Nothing that she hasn't said before.
Many words that I like.
Nothing that she hasn't said before under our supervision, under our permission. So I'm just sitting there playing the game. And she and our littlest, our 10-year-old, is still going at it. Well, here comes Miss Instigator, Miss Ann, into the conversation. And she's like, you won't do it. You won't say it.
I heard my name. What was I supposed to do?
You won't say it. I dare you. You won't do it. You won't do it. And she's like, and our littlest kept saying, can I say it?
She's so nervous.
I completely ignored the situation. Miss Angel's over there like, you better be careful. And then she just goes quiet. Doesn't say no. Just quiet. And the room goes silent. You could hear a pin drop. Ping, ping, ping. All of a sudden, out of the mouth of this still 9-year-old, I'm looking right at her loving father. Looks him dead in his face and says, "Fucktard." Literally called me a fucktard to my face.
Yep. One of my favorite words that I don't like to say because it is offensive.
Now, on the flip side of that, I laughed so fucking hard.
Dude.
I was dizzy and lightheaded.
I started crying.
Anne and I were, that deep down from the gut laughing.
Dude.
Hard. Like crying laughing, like hurting laughing, like dizzy, lightheaded, can't breathe, no oxygen going to the brain, laughing.
That was not.
She choked.
I think she was. She choked on her drink.
I choked on a pickle.
She choked on her pickle. That's not a metaphor, it's a literal pickle.
Eating a pickle, and I'm eating a mouthful, and I'm dying.
We're laughing for like 5 minutes straight.
On the flip side of that, the child who's now become quite brazen with her language was outside and got called out on something and turned around and told me to shut up and realized that I am not daddy. I am not that parent. I will whoop your whole ass.
Oh my God. She was feared to enter her face right after she said it.
Because she knew it was wrong.
Yeah.
She knew she was saying it to the wrong person.
She said it, I looked up and I was like, the fuck did you just say to me? Yeah, she went.
Dude, I probably would have been scared. I probably just got up and laughed and was like, nope, I'm not getting my ass whooped. And the guy
was sitting out there and he goes, what'd you just say?
I can see him sitting there stroking his beard.
He's looking at his pony, he looked right at her and went, what'd you just say?
Wow.
Dude.
Ooh.
Was she like,
nothing? I said, I am, I'm the wrong one. I said, you say that to me again, I'm a look in the face. And she just was like, I'm going to go inside.
I'm going to go ground myself. Here's my tablet.
She was like, I'm sorry. I was like, I mean, it's fine. I was like, fine, whatever. Don't fucking tell me to shut up. It's rude.
Wow. We could have a whole ass reality TV show on HBO because of the language in the house.
Yes, because I literally say that to my kids. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. None of my kids have ever been raised with baby talk, ever.
No.
I am what people call a softer parent. I don't like to yell. I don't. It stresses me out. I don't like it. But if you're blatantly rude to me, probably going to get yelled at, and it's probably going to have a few F-bombs, and I'm probably going to cuss at you. Do my kids get their feelings hurt by it? No.
What do they do at the moment?
That getting in trouble, not by the language.
No.
That we the language, not it, like it's not an offensive thing.
And the thing is we don't cuss at our kids. We don't.
Not all the time.
We don't call them names.
Right.
We don't call them derogatory names in a derogatory fashion.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure you heard earlier that I called Anne a bitch, but she knows that I'm not meaning that in a mean way.
Yes.
It's
normalize it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we're an army family, and Anne aside, because she's only been with us for a year, but our kids have heard the language their entire life. It doesn't register with them. They know that 9 times out of 10, mom's not going to use it. But if she's really pissed off, it's coming out, and now we probably need to stop and pay attention because we've done fucked up all the way.
Yeah. It's gotten to the point where we don't listen to mom until she says the message.
Yeah, like if I lose my shit, now we're all like, oh my God, I should be my
now
daughter.
Crying. Your feelings are hurt.
Yeah. I'm going to sniffle all the way upstairs, like, clean my room. But I know there are other moms out there that understand the concept of nothing gets done until I look like a psychopath and lose my shit completely.
And then the kids are like, why is mom so upset?
Why do you yell like that so much?
You never yell like
but they look
up kids.
When it happens.
Little crotch goblin.
Exactly.
I cannot wait for you to have your own kids. Literally cannot wait for you to have your own kids.
And I will gladly call it a little crush goblin. I don't care if I hurt its fucking feelings.
Oh, I'm not talking about that.
What?
I'm looking forward to when you have your own kids.
I'm looking
forward to
the payback. We're looking forward to the payback.
Yeah. I never understood.
We're looking forward to the moment where they call and like, somebody needs to come see Grandma today because I'm fucking done.
I never understood the concept of when my parents would tell me, I can't wait till you have a kid of your own or a kid just like you.
Until which kid?
Oh, listen, my mom said it to me all the time. Then I had Sophie and she was like, ha! This was the last one.
Damn.
It's on Sophia. Yeah, no, I'm like, you fucking put a curse on me.
It had to be the last one.
Thanks. Not having any more of those.
First one and the last one.
She's 100%, 100% has been in this house too long with me. Too long.
We need to build her a little house out back.
But on the same token, she's absolutely the sweetest little girl you'll ever meet.
She is, and she really does love making people happy. She's got a mouth on her.
And she don't care if
she's she doesn't have a filter.
Yeah, no.
That's her problem. She has no filter.
Before we leave to go somewhere, we're like, hey, just so we're clear, this, and this, not happening today. Do not use it. Do not say it. It's not appropriate.
Do not ask for it.
When you go to school, don't say that to your friends because somebody will come back at you. Don't do it.
Yeah.
You wait till she beats the fuck out of someone in high
school. She's going to be that kid.
She'll do it in middle school. What are you talking about?
The high school, that's when it's even more intense.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard about the fight.
I remember the one time there was a whole week where there was like a couple fights every single day.
Remember the one time where my daughter came home from school and was like, was there a fight in the lunchroom today? And there was blood everywhere.
Yeah, that's when the guy, he was in the back for a few weeks. But I mean, he 100% deserved it.
He had a big mouth.
Yeah.
But he got his face smashed and that's not good.
Okay, to be fair, he told the dude he was going to rape his girlfriend. And then the dude said, all right, say it again. And so the dude was like, all right, I'm going to rape your girlfriend.
Busted his teeth on a table.
People were fucking running out the lunchroom screaming and crying. I was like, is there a gun? Like, what the fuck is happening?
This can be even worse when our two littles are in high school together.
Yes. Because the first time somebody says something mean to the other is going to come back and knock somebody on their ass.
Especially.
I hate to say it. Our youngest boy is so sweet and so quiet and he's so sweet. But deep underneath all of that sweetness lies a pile of rage. And when he gets really upset and angry and hits somebody, it fucking hurts. It hurts.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know where that comes from, but it hurts. I'm not a praying for all of you.
I'm praying for the day that...
Don't hurt his sister. She's going to kill somebody.
Oh, and the opposite.
She's not going to do it. She told some kid he was... What did she tell him? It's okay because you're fat? Nobody likes you anyway?
What?
Yeah. Somebody made fun of our youngest son because he used to wear really cool earrings, hit some Batman earrings, and the kid in the waiting to go home line told him he looked like a girl. And that's why he didn't have any friends. And she turned around and was like, it's okay because you're fat and nobody likes you. Don't say that stuff to my brother. It's like, what?
She's not going to get in trouble for that.
Nah.
No.
Nah, mommy.
No,
she got a fist bump.
And that's how we do it in this family.
I was like, you're right. And it was even worse because she was in, like, grade and he was in fifth grade and he cried. And she was like, I made him cry. And I was like, he did.
Wow.
Don't mess with her siblings. She might outlive them all the time, but she would kick your ass.
She may not like them all the time, but she sure loves them, and she will whoop your ass if you pick on them.
I just couldn't believe she said that, because she's so quiet at school. She's very shy at school. And the fact that she whipped around, and that was the first thing that came out of her mouth, with no hesitation, and I know that, I was just like...
Proud.
Raised myself.
She's a little mini-me.
Because I was very sensitive in school. I was very quiet. I didn't say that stuff. And it was like, in high school, I didn't cuss. I didn't smoke. I smoked cigarettes. I didn't smoke weed. I didn't do all that stuff. It was very rare that you heard a cuss word out of my mouth.
I was literally the opposite.
Yeah, I'm the opposite, too.
No, I was very sweet, very quiet.
How sweet.
And then 13 years later, he meets me, and I'm like, fuck you.
He was 15, and you were still kind of sensitive.
I was. A little
it took
kid.
You about.
You make me cry all the time.
It took you about 3 years being married to me to where you're like, nah, fuck you, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. No way.
Yeah.
Now I hurt his feelings.
Yeah, now you're sensitive.
How do you hurt my feelings?
I do sometimes.
Oh,
like I have with them.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Listen, product review.
What?
If you buy Pioneer Woman knives, pretty fucking sharp. You actually feel them slice through the skin until the blood comes out. Just put that out there.
Ew.
I'm glad I required nothing that needed to be chopped up for dinner tonight. Literally
I
a
away.
Bag of microwave rice and some chicken from Kroger.
Potatoes.
I think I ate the entire bag.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty damn good.
Is it foil in a bag?
No, it was thrown in the microwave.
It was 90-second rice.
Chicken and herb.
Chicken and
herb basmati rice.
What the fuck?
I'll have to get you
some.
My
chicken was good. My chicken from Applebee's was good.
She did. She ate her leftovers.
Yeah, bring me some Applebee's.
I got a salad with no meat in it. It was quite tasty.
It's okay. You'll get some protein later.
Shut the fuck up.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. So, next week is... We're good for shows next week.
I don't see
why not.
Nothing
going on?
Nope.
All right.
Is there going to be a show on Sunday? Easter Sunday?
No.
That's next week.
No, it's not.
Not this weekend.
No.
It's not this weekend after next weekend.
This week. It's not this weekend. It is.
No.
No, it's 2 weeks.
No. It's literally 3 weeks. Because we've got next weekend, we've got the weekend after that, and then Easter.
Okay, so Easter Sunday, obviously, we won't have one.
Right.
Now, tomorrow night, will there be a show?
There is a set of files. We do not have a topic yet.
Oh, no.
Well, yeah. We will have the
which
post
point?
Up.
Either of them.
Two men.
Yeah. We'll have the post up. Tomorrow. We're trying to find something a little different than what we've been normally doing. So
in the last few weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Comparisons.
Yeah. And last week we talked WandaVision.
Which was actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
Anne and I will have a topic for you guys at some point. We just don't have it today.
Yeah, we have a whole week.
Yeah.
Fuck a lot.
Right. What about Sunday?
Yes, we are having a movie
of the
week.
Do we know what movie?
No.
Okay. I will say that as far as I know, there is a note by note this Friday. I will get with the guy in glasses and make sure. But as far as I know, yes, he will be starting back up. But we can't wait because note by note is one of our top grossing shows, and we love it. So that's it. It was a good conversation, as always.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for talking to me.
Aw, we love you. Thank you for being my bestest co-host.
Fuck yeah. Thank you for being my only friend at the moment.
That's not true.
I'm your friend.
My only female friend.
I will always be your female friend.
Fuck
yeah.
You'll always be my male friend.
Sweet.
She has a lot of those, though. There's so many males in the family.
See, you and Katie are like my only... You're my only mentally... I can talk to you.
Yeah.
And Katie, I love her. Sophia's, she's a little shit, but I love her.
But she loves you.
Dude, yeah. There's so many proud big sister moments where I'm just like, oh my God, save me.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you guys for joining us tonight. Hopefully, if you didn't listen in, you listen in later because you can. And we will see you next week here on Falling from Grace, but we will also see you tomorrow on the stream.
Deuces. Talk to you guys later.